Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson's got a booth out there at the Ag Expo. And it's in,
the
that
last
place
day today.
Is packed.
Was Carson shot?
Yeah, yesterday. Carson. And it is packed. I drove by it yesterday and it looked like, wow.
Where?
It was like
the
Taylor
Sand Hills
Swift
Global Event Center.
Sand Hills Global Event Center. There was people with semis parked inside.
Right now?
Right now. Right now. The Ag.
Really? I didn't. So,
Carson does Ag. That's part of the deal.
I went to the expo last year. You would not believe that every single building is packed. Like they have expos at
largest one in North America.
Every building is packed to the brim of
right now?
Booths and
yes.
vendors. I think it ended yesterday, but it was 9th to the 11th. I'm pretty sure it ended yesterday.
Okay, might have. Okay, I'm sorry at that.
But still.
When I drove by yesterday, it was packed.
The rural ambassador, that role, you would be there.
I would be there. There would be, I'd want to have a booth, but I'd put a sign up that'd say when I'm going to be in the booth. I'd like to also go mingle.
And you'd be strapped.
Yes, I'd have a weapon in case I'd have a concealed and carry weapon.
Concealed and
I'll have that. A holster.
Make safety ways in. By the way,
he texted you,
Dennis.
Yeah. Dennis,
the comes to save the day is from Mighty Mouse.
Yeah.
It's from Mighty.
Sing that
Mouse.
Again, would you?
Yeah. I'm here to save the day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mighty Mouse.
I also got a text from Will.
Yes.
He said he wasn't counting on going to a JV basketball game, but it appears as if now he's going.
Reach out to Cashton. Well,
so he went, and then Will Cashton would like to meet you at the Runza. If you could, again, he'd like
don't mind.
He'd like to get some frings and a cheese Runza.
He's hoping he might buy it, too.
Hoping you might purchase that for him, but they're going to meet up with you, and it sounds as if Will will be at the game. So that's exciting.
I'll be going to hell.
But damned.
Also, before we get to Bill's thrills, quick shout out. We just had Becca from Holdridge stop by. She's a breaker. She's in the Hampton Inn because she heard us talking about the Hampton Inn on the radio.
She listens to the show every day via podcast.
From
Rudy,
Holdridge.
See,
from
I
Holdridge.
Knew this Hampton Inn would pay off. It's paid off with Joey. It's paid off with Becca. There's going to be people that come from the Hampton Inn right across the street to see us.
Becca has four high school boys. She's
that's
busy.
A lot.
Got a photo. And she's here as the lead singer in a choir
at the cathedral
at Cathedral Church. And she is the lead person doing several solos.
Think about that.
Yes. Several solos tonight.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah, imagine that. I think they went to Mexico, they said, last year as this choir.
I didn't hear say that.
Yeah, they traveled together. It's a traveling choir. And this is, it's must see, must hear to be able to have a chance to hear this choir.
This is exciting, too. This whole Hampton setup is exciting.
We do love the Hampton.
It's paying off.
Well, people that we'd like, we'd freak out. And right now, Biff Poggi would be one.
Oh,
if
Biff, out
if
there.
Biff came out of the Hampton right now, that would freak us out a little bit. A lot.
It would.
Yeah.
It would freak me out more if Sherrone Moore came out. But yeah.
What are you doing here?
There's a lot of people that will walk out of there that would freak you out. God, I love the fact that the Hamptons there. You knew it was going to be great, and it is, right?
Yes, and it now is. It is time for Bill's Thrills.
Oh,
here we go on a Friday. Thrills.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
He's out and about today. I don't know. There's a Duke's on a hunting trip, and I'm not sure if Randy went.
Second, really?
Yeah, Duke's on a hunting trip out west.
Were you invited or
what's
not?
What's that? I was invited, okay. But I didn't want to miss the show.
Duke is out.
Duke is out. He's out. He's out trying to put food on the table. So he's trying to get food on the table.
Trying to hunt meats?
Hunt meats. Goose meats.
Are things going okay?
Yeah,
right now, go to a grocery store for that. Yeah. You don't have to kill your own.
My dad used to laugh so hard. My dad used to love watching that Survive Alaska.
Yeah.
They're out there.
Yes.
And one time they were out trying to get some meat for the winter. They had to try to get a moose. But they raise cattle there. Dad's like, just if you want, you can just butcher one of those cows. Not more tasty.
Just a thought.
Just a thought. Instead of trying to drive a snowmobile across a frozen lake to get a moose. Maybe just get the cow. It's living right next to you in the house.
Man, that would be
be fun.
Duke is out though.
Duke is out. So if you're trying to reach him,
just like Curtis is out
west. If you
have
a plumbing
issue,
Duke is out west. If you have a plumbing issue, he's going to be off. Let me try to get to something here real quick.
Yep. Yeah, don't.
I'm sorry to jack you guys up on this.
You're fine.
But you guys are going to want to know this. So if you guys could reach out to Duke. At 402-875-2351. That's Duke. That is 402-875-2351. Everyone from the ticket, please shoot him a text for a goose update.
I think
he might be in the blind right now.
We gave out Duke's number before. He wasn't happy, but
that's okay. And also, things, plumbing and goose hunting. And so 402-875-2351.
Duke,
get a chance to shoot him a text and see how his goose hunt is going. I'm going to go backwards to Michigan.
Okay.
Because those who did it right are now in the fight.
Okay.
Those who did it right are now in the fight. Here's a piece that no one talks about right now. There's people on that staff that have done everything right at the highest level. And I'm talking whether it be assistant coaches, mm-hmm. analysts, mm-hmm. support staff, nutritionist, strength staff, you name it, there is people there that have done things the right way. Yep. And when an error like this is made, they're all in harm's way.
Yeah.
And there's a chance that people will be removed from their jobs by a lot. Yeah. There's going to be people just going, you know what? Your fault, my fault, his fault, whose fault, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And no one really wants to think about the fact of like, you know what? When you do become the head coach, guess what? You are in charge of all those other people.
A lot of people.
And if you don't win enough games, that happens. Mm. You don't have something else. But when something like this happens, the people that you have no idea the pressure that hit people. Mm. I mean, it was
a lot
like
of people.
A lot. And I'm talking the next part of it is this. If you're the assistant ticket manager, you're getting text messages from your friends. What's going on? What are you hearing down there? Do you know this is
everybody.
Happening? Everybody. Yeah. Is tied in. Yep. And it's insane. Mm-hmm. Think about us, what we know about it. Imagine if you were part of that and you're the one that did everything the right way. And all of a sudden you're going to be escorted out the door.
No, it's really disappointing.
You're just going like, are you kidding me?
It's really disappointing.
I mean, you just want to go, this happened. Mm-hmm. Because if there was nothing happened, if this was completely false, I know I've heard some, hey, we haven't heard both sides of the story yet. I agree. But if this would happen to someone to Sip, it'd be like going, Now, don't worry about it. I'll have my own press conference. I did not do this. I am innocent. I have no idea what this is. And then guess what? It's going to be like, you guys are going to owe me $50 million in slander.
I hear that.
And so that didn't come up. There was no.
He was arrested.
And hopefully, again, for himself and his family, that, you know, he's in a safe spot, because that got scary and real. But all of those who work for him, the number of people that are all losing their jobs, it's going to be a lot.
It's going to be like,
well, you know, that's the deal. I don't know how their contracts are structured. A lot of them are structured with the head coach, meaning if the head coach gets fired with cause, that your contract is also subject to that.
And is that null and void immediately?
No. We'll give you an example. If someone I'm not sure how theirs are structured, so I don't know the answer to this. Mm-hmm. But that would, if all of a sudden, let's just say the coach decides to leave a school and go to another school. What was the contracts like for, so if you're an assistant coach at Oklahoma and Lincoln Riley leaves to go to USC, are you still under contract? It's like, no, your head coach left on his own.
Yeah.
He departed. This coach made an error of some sort. He's fired with cause.
Mm-hmm.
But they will be asked to leave.
Yeah, that
sucks. And all of a sudden, do you imagine their life? They're sitting like that. Life was good. There was discussions that he was in meetings on Wednesday. He was hiring a quarterback's coach. All these things are happening. It's right before Christmas. You're going to go play Texas in a bowl game.
Yep.
Families are ready to go to a bowl game. Okay, here we go. Now it's like, who's going to the bowl game? It'll just be the coaches. Families aren't going. That's what'll happen. It'll be a bare bones operation. And they're going to go down there in the live.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans: a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it.
If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
That got affected by personal decisions.
That's depressing.
Are insane.
And I should not have made that joke about Sherrone Moore coming out of the Hamptons. That was, I shouldn't. Yeah. That's too, you don't do that. This is a, it's a rough situation.
People, like I said, there are people right now going, what do we do for Christmas? Because there's a chance that all of a sudden it's like, if they're, however they're hooked up, and let's just say they still do have a contract for a while, try to get a job as good as Michigan. Uh-huh. Try to get one as good as being at Michigan. Just try that.
Probably won't.
Probably won't. And so
chances are you won't.
Chances are you're not. And so there's a lot of people that are in harm's way.
God.
And that goes, so when you,
because of an individual, that's what sucks.
And so I just wanted to bring it up on a different perspective of what's going on inside that building. And it's pure nightmare right now. And then guess what else has to happen? We got to get a team ready to play.
Yep.
There is no opt-in.
Playing Texas.
No, we're playing Texas in a bowl game. Yeah. Playing Texas in a bowl game.
Gosh. So Biff is really important.
Yeah, right now. And if there's one guy that has a great chance to at least rally the troops, to put things together, to have a plan for this. But, you know, there was conversation. I have no idea if it's true that the quarterback no longer has any Michigan stuff on his Instagram or any of his social media.
Underwood.
And so where's that at? What's going? So imagine just you're trying to get your quarterback ready to play against Texas.
Well, it's trouble.
It's trouble.
No, it's trouble. The whole thing is, it's, I'm glad you're doing this because it shines light on the people you don't think about. And there's a lot of them.
So Michigan, in a 2 or 3 years or whatever time, they will recover.
I think
there'll
so.
There'll be coaches and staff members that won't recover from this.
Now, I will tell you, we differ a little bit on this. There's no guarantee they're recovering.
No, there's not a guarantee. They have a chance. And the difference is, what is it? Now you have NIL and Michigan has money.
It's true.
And they also have all the support. They have a fan base. They put 100-some thousand people in there. They have won before. There's a history. So
all things the, Nebraska has
the chance. To, yeah. So, but it could, so it could right. be. Yeah, it could be a little bit difficult.
Right.
And they've won recently.
They got to get the right guy. Now, who's hiring him? All of that. I mean, God, think about it. Who's hiring him? Who's hiring the guy? Yeah.
I mean, at LSU, they had to go to the interim, which got named. But what did they do right away at the interim? They made him full-time athletic director because they're going, we cannot have someone with an interim on to make this hire.
The university, the Michigan leadership right now, I would think they have to identify 2 or 3 people that we have to get. We have to push all of this through, and not let this waylay the university. Yeah. You know, I mean, because this is it's rough. Today will be rough. The arraignment will be rough. I mean, it's not good, any of this.
And then you go back to, so you talk about all the employees that are going to have their life upside down, coaches, staff, all that's going to happen. Then you also have what? You also have a wife and kids.
I know.
You have a wife and kids. I'm not sure
family. How. Extended family.
Can you imagine being the extended family? I said, okay, those are my grandkids.
Horrifying.
It's horrifying.
It's
and what
horrifying.
Is, what his wife is going through. Is
right.
Like,
horrifying.
It's horrifying.
It's horrifying.
So anyway, I thought I'd bring that
the headline again, Bill, please.
What's do
you have
that?
A headline for that?
Oh, yes, I do. That those who did it right are now in the fight.
Yep.
They did everything right. Working there that had nothing to do with any of this. Now their whole life just got dumped upside down. Imagine all of a sudden they came in and fired him. They had a normal morning going.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden by 5 o'clock, I mean, imagine being the linebacker coach and coming home. About 6:30 like that, seeing the kids, you know, what's going on.
Oh, so God. Many staff members.
Yeah.
Guys, women. No, Bill, you're so right.
And those that are going to get retained will be almost none. It won't. There's going to be new
complete
everything.
Complete overhaul.
It's going to be a complete overhaul. Strength staff, you name it. It's going to be all new.
That is Bill Thrill, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. It is time to play the game show. 4-0 is the record this week, going for an undefeated week here.
Nice job yesterday, Steve. I didn't hear it, but thank you.
He had a lawyer helping him out yesterday. Seth.
Seth Morris.
From Liberty Law was in here talking about the Sherrone Moore situation, giving us what he would tell him.
What was the subject yesterday?
Yesterday was 1992 Nebraska football.
Yeah. Derek Brown was one of the ones that we
well, that's
answered.
Right, my wheelhouse. I was here.
You would have been.
Wee back.
Yeah.
What was the other one I got?
Yeah, Derek, you had Calvin Jones.
You didn't get they lost to Washington that year. That was one of the questions.
I should have.
I would have had that one.
I should have. That was Bostic.
Yeah.
Bostic?
Yeah.
John Bostic was a good receiver.
I forgot the other question.
That's okay. We're doing a new game, so let's do it.
Today's topic, 93.
Film Friday is Steve Martin movies today. If you know Steve Martin, call us right
now. I'll be able to explain the movie to you, but I won't be able to.
464-5685.
Explain the movie,
the
theme.
Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
5-0 is a possibility today with a win in Steve Martin trivia. 464-5685. How do you guys, you don't feel good about this?
I don't. I won't remember the name.
Sometimes we surprise ourselves. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right, Cody, do you feel like you're going to stop 5-0 from happening? Do you feel good about Steve Martin today?
It's time to shut up.
Let's try it.
Call down and play.
All right, I can hear myself in the background, so turn down that volume, you would, Cody. It'd be very, very kind.
Gotcha.
All right, first question.
Can we ask him his age?
Yeah, go ahead.
Bill.
Cody, age, and where are you listening from?
38, about to be 39.
Okay.
Here in a week. And 70th and O.
Whoa.
70th and O.
Whoa.
Right by Wings of Rings over there.
Do you know Tripp?
You're right by Taco Inn right now.
Yeah, if
you trip. Are you getting your car washed on the northeast corner?
Nope, not that one.
Okay,
all right.
Nice. Here we go.
He's in the area though. All right, Bill, yes. Lifeline for one question.
Lifeline.
For Sip. Cody, first question goes to you. Steve Martin was one of three stars in the 1986 comedy Three Amigos with Chevy Chase and what third actor?
That would be Martin Short.
Brilliant!
I thought it was
John Candy.
No, I had it.
Did Martin you have
Short
it?
Is correct.
That was John Candy.
Well, 1-0 lead for Cody. First question to you, Zip. Who was Steve Martin's co-star in the 1987 comedy Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Got it. Now we're in business.
Yes.
Because I still got Bill. It's John Candy.
Brilliant! Okay,
now, see, we're not in too bad a shape right now.
Okay. For the lead, last question for you. Cody, in what 1999 movie does Steve Martin star with Eddie Murphy as a desperate movie producer who fails to get a major start for his bargain basement film, which causes him to then shoot the film secretly around him? That's the IMDb description there. Any guess there?
Bowfinger.
Oh. Brilliant!
Bowfinger is correct.
Never heard of it.
I've kind of heard of it now, but not really.
Great one.
Bill's in play.
It's a great one.
Still have a chance at 5-0.
Okay, Bill, come
You're
on.
Down man. 2-1.
Come on.
Last question. What 2003 movie features Steve Martin as a father of 12 who must handle a new job and his unstable brood while his wife is away on a book tour?
Simple one. Mr. Mom. Mr. Mother.
Mom.
The hint there was 12, cheaper by the dozen, the movie title there. But
you didn't know that, though, right?
No.
5-0 didn't happen. 4-1 still a great
week.
I
didn't even want to be 5-0. It's too hard. I think we're showing off.
Cody, nice work, man. Congrats.
Cody.
Nice job,
Bagels
Cody.
Are yours today.
I want to address this. You didn't want to be 5-0.
Yeah, I didn't.
Because?
It makes us look like we're showing off. Yeah.
I appreciate your humility. You might be taking it too far in this one.
Okay, Bill. Tiebreaker. How old is Steve Martin?
This is weird. I'm going to say 81.
Ooh, that's right on, isn't it?
No. You tell me. I would give him the horns or the thing if it was.
79.
Right in the middle. 80 years old for Steve Martin. You're right on it, though.
That's a good job. He could be. You know what? I wonder. Is he really 81?
Yeah.
He might be today.
I think he turns 81 in April, I believe.
Okay.
I saw.
Okay.
Yeah. I made sure it wasn't like today's birthday.
Wow, good job, Jake.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, you know, good win by Cody. Still a great week, 4-1. 4-1 week.
Cody's at 70th and 0. I wonder if he lives at 70th and 0 or he works at 70th and 0.
So he might be a Best Buy.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Calling from the parking lot
from inside.
With everybody watching him. He's won bagels in front of all his coworkers, possibly.
I can't even ask questions when I walk into Best Buy. I'm trying to get something. I can't even explain it to him that well.
You can't?
Yeah, I'm not very good. They look at me like, wow.
Speak English,
70th and 0.
Yeah.
One time.
Nice corner. Very busy corner.
Pliny was at Best Buy, and I was on the phone with him. Yeah. I didn't know he was at Best Buy. I didn't know he was in public because he was yelling at somebody. I said, by the way, where are you? And he goes, I'm at Best Buy. I'm like, you are in public right now. Yelling at an employee.
Well, I'll be damned. But damn.
Hour three is next on an early break of the ticket.
If I'm the head coach, I don't know if I'm ever going to be at Best Buy.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.